Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the banks of the immortal Suwannee River. I know that lots of people think that all we do is dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair, but that's not true. We dream of lots of other things. We dream, for instance, of having tonight's artist come to concertize for us. Here he is, the immortal Pete Seeger.
Sometimes seems to me that this world is full of little trickling streams of folk music. Beautiful, little clear streams you could drink from. What happens to the water after that is something that's a sin and a shame sometimes. And yet not every combination is a bad thing. We're all combinations. And tonight I'm simply singing some old songs and some new songs as they come to me. And if you have some request, you let me know. It's your evening as much as mine. I hope somewhere along the line you might help me sing. For example, later. Except we need a little high harmony. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. It was Willie what got drowned in the deep blue sea. Now you're getting it. Now you can rest your voice if you want. I'll sing one of these complicated verses. Lower him down with a golden chain. Lower him down with a golden chain. Lower him down with a golden
grounded in the deep blue sea.
Now he's singing.
Deep blue sea, baby. Dig his grave with a silver spade. Dig his grave with a silver spade. Dig his grave with a silver spade. It was Willie Watt got drowned in the deep blue sea.
Try it again.
Surprised if you don't know already how nice this song can sound late at night when you're just feeling kind of mellow and you don't want that song to ever end. Golden wind, bring him back to me. Golden wind, bring him back to thee. Golden wind, bring him back to me. What got drowned in the deep blue sea? One more time. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. It was really what got drowned in the deep blue sea. I can't ever sing this song without thinking of the young woman who taught the song to me. I think she got it out of a book someplace, but she was a member of a chorus I had almost 30 years ago in New York. Didn't see her again. Somebody told me that she became a call girl in Greenwich Village. Well, she got drowned, I guess, in a way. Down in Miami yesterday, and I was singing with some wonderful friends. One was a wonderful old man named Pat Toohey. I'd known when he was a miners' union organizer up north. And he reminded me of a song. I came across the words first on a latrine wall, of all things. And then I saw them, there's nothing wrong with them, these words. On the back of a menu in a hash house in Wisconsin. And I found out since it's known in every state of the union in one form or another. And all I did was put a tune to it and add one or two lines to make meter come out straight. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get-up has been. Old age is golden, so I've heard said, but sometimes I wonder as I crawl into bed with my ears in a drawer, my teeth in a cup, my eyes on the table until I wake up. As sleep dims my vision, I say to myself, is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? But though nations are warring and business is vexed, I'll still stick around to see what happens next. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has. When I was young, my slippers were red. I could kick up my heels right over my head. When I was older, my slippers were blue, but still I could dance the whole night through. Now I am older, my slippers are black. I huff to the store and I puff my way back. But never you laugh, I don't mind at all. I'd rather be huffing than not puff at all. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. I get up each morning, dust off my wits, open the paper, read the obits. If I'm not there, I know I'm not dead. So I eat a good breakfast and go back to bed. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. Banjo tune I played is called the Coal Creek March, and I learned it off a record which was made for the Library of Congress. Man carpenter named Pete Steele up in Ohio played it 40 years ago, I guess, onto a little old-fashioned recording machine for the library. And I found out later that Coal Creek was a very important place in the 1890s. Anybody here from Tennessee by chance? Well, Coal Creek is actually underwater now. Tracy City is near it. But in 1890s, there was a small civil war there. The miners were trying to organize in the Knights of Labor, and the company, which then as now was a Yankee-owned colossus, the Tennessee Coal and Iron Company, and they made a deal with the governor to bring in state prisoners to convict labor to work the mines. And the miners protested, says, how can free labor compete with prison labor? Governor didn't pay any attention to their petitions. One dark night, a batch of miners walked down the prison stockade at gunpoint. They demanded the warden free all the prisoners. They burnt the stockade down, gave the prisoners civilian clothing, helped them escape across the state line. For 4 years, there was a guerrilla warfare. Some of the battles had as many as several thousand people, with the state militia shooting from the railroad trains and the miners shooting from the hills. But it ended, they got starved out, and their leaders were in flight for their lives. But you know, because they put up a struggle, they got some publicity. And it's very true, the price of liberty is eternal publicity. And I learned about this because I heard a record by Uncle Dave Macon, who used to sing on the Grand Ole Opry. Way back yonder in Tennessee, they leased the convicts out, put them working in the mine against free labor. Stop! Free labor rebelled against it. Doing it took some time, but when the lease was in effect, they made him rise and shine. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder come my darling, coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder come my darling, coming down the line. Early Monday morning, they get you up on time. Take you down to Lone Rock, just look into that mine. Take you down to Lone Rock, on the floor you fall. Oh, wait. Miss the words here. Anything you get to eat would taste good done or raw. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Gotta come, my darling, coming down the line. Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Buddy, won't you roll down the line? Yonder about 25 years old when that event took place and he learned the song. He later on played in tent shows and said he learned some songs off people who played on the riverboats. But as you know, he was then 50 years old when his career really started, when the Grand Ole Opry started, and he went back into show business again. He'd quit it, gone back to being a farmer. One of my heroes. I like to sing songs out of history, but of course you know history's got everything in it. All good things and bad things all tangled up. But it relates to now, and a funny thing, a song is like a history, has got two ways of truth. You know, history, you could say Caesar crossed the Rubicon. Was it true or wasn't it true? He said something when he crossed the Rubicon. Was that true or was it not true? And similarly, you can sing an old song and it's got two kinds of truth in it. Last month, we were picking up tin cans and bottles on the waterfront of the little town where I live. It's our annual litter day. And we found a perfect song to sing while we were doing it. It's made up by the Shakers, that religious sect that's almost died out because they didn't believe in marrying or having children either. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the garden of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn shall be our delight, and by turning, turning we come round right. That's the litter picking chorus. When true simplicity we gain, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn shall be our delight, and by turning, turning we come round right. Found ourselves making up new verses. Not particularly good verses, but we had fun. And that's part of making music. On the old Beacon waterfront, I'm wandering around with my hopes on the future and my eyes on the ground. And here I see a bottle, over there I see a can. It causes one to wonder on the future of man and women. When simplicity we gain, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn shall be our delight, and by turning, turning we come round right. Say, you know, come think, I bet some of you know that chorus just as well as I do, and here you're keeping your mouth tight closed. You know, maybe it's too low. Maybe get it higher out of the cellar. When true simplicity we gain, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn shall be our delight, and by turning, turning we come round right. Now here at White Springs as you go home tonight, perhaps the moon will be shining so bright. And if you see some trash sitting under a tree, you can pick it up right then and think of me. When true simplicity we gain, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn shall be our delight, and by turning, turning, we come round right. Some people have said that some of my songs are propaganda. I want to be the first to claim that they are absolutely right. Not only that, in a deeper sense of all, now this may destroy the definition of the term, but I believe in my soul that a great many songs are propaganda, which people don't think of them as propaganda. You see, if you disagree with something, then it's propaganda. Now, every child at about age 3 or 4, if they've had lullabies sung to them, around 3 or 4, they wake up to the realization that a lullaby is a propaganda song. I have been howled down by my own children, my own grandchildren, saying, no, I don't want a song, I want a story. The longer, the better. The more exciting, the better. I don't want to go to sleep. They will not let me sing one of my propagandistic lullabies. So I compromise, as one so often does in life, and I sneak this little one in, which somebody's requested already, which is a combination. It's an old African lullaby. I learned it out of a book and put together a little story to go along with it. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who played the ukulele. He'd go around telling, plunk, 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 plunk. Grown-up said, get that thing out of here. Not only that, the boy's father got in trouble. The boy's father was a magician, had a magic wand. Zoop, zoop. He could make anything disappear. But he played too many tricks on people. Someone doing a hard job of work. Up comes the father with his magic wand. Zoop. The saw disappears. Come to someone just about to drink a nice cold glass of something. Zip, the glass disappears. He'd come to someone just about to sit down after a hard day's work. Zip, no chair. People said, you get out of here too. Take your magic wand and you and your son. And the boy and his father were ostracized. It means it made him live on the edge of town. Now in this town they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abiyoyo. They said he was as tall as a tree and could eat little children up. Nobody believed it, but they told it anyway. One of these days, one day, the sun rose blood red over the hill. The first people got up and looked out the window. They saw a great big shadow in front of the sun and could feel the whole ground shake. Women screamed. Strong men fainted. Run for your lives! Abiyoyo's coming! He came to the sheep pasture, grabs a whole sheep. Ow! Comes to the cow pasture, grabs a whole cow. Ow! Then he'll grab your most precious possessions and run, run! Just then the boy and his father woke up.
Hey, Pa! What's coming over the field?
Oh, son, that's Abiyoyo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear. The boy says, come with me, father. And he grabs his father by one hand. And the father gets the magic wand. And the boy gets the ukulele. And they run across the field. People yell, don't go near him! He'll eat you alive! There was Abiyoyo. He had long fingernails because he'd never cut them. Slobbery teeth because he didn't brush them. Stinking feet because he didn't wash them. He raised up with his claws. Just then the boy whips out his ukulele. Abiyoyo, 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 Abiyoyo. Well, you know, the giant had never heard a song about himself before. And a foolish grin spread across the giant's face. And the giant started to dance. The boy went faster. The giant got out of breath. He staggered. He fell down flat on the ground. Up steps the father. Zip, zip. People looked out the window. They said, "He's gone. Abba Yo-Yo disappeared." They ran across the fields. They lifted the boy and his father up in their shoulders. They say, "Come back to town. Bring your damn ukulele. We don't care anymore." And they all sang, "Abba Yo-Yo. Abba Yo-Yo. Abba Yo-Yo. Abba Yo-Yo."
Freight train, freight train, going so fast. Freight train, freight train. Slowly by.
Hospital is the song we sang, and not the one which was in the movie. Oh, that's a good song too. Go
hear the steel rails humping. That's the hobo's lullaby.
I sometimes think that it might be the epitaph for us all, because really we're all hobos in one way or another. Things get a little tough one place, you move across the ocean, you move across the prairies, you move from country to city, from city to suburb. Myself, I'm convinced that sooner or later, if this world is to be saved, it's going to be saved by people who fight for their homes and don't travel anymore. Well, I guess we'll need travel. As Woody used to say, if I didn't travel, you'd have to travel. There's a lot of traveling to do. But I think it can be overemphasized. We don't all need to be sailors or diplomats or traveling salesmen or missionaries. We really need people who love their homes enough to stick it out. And someone come up to them and say, if you don't like it here, why don't you move? You say, I am not moving. I'm going to stay here until this place is changed. You've got to kill me or not. And one of the wonderful things that has happened in America within the past few years is to see the increasing number of people who are refusing to move. South, north, east, and west, it's very interesting. Oh, some people are still moving, I grant you, an awful lot still are. Especially where you got money. So tempting. Got all those advertisements. Move out here, move out there, just pay us. Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they all were put in boxes, little boxes all the same. And there's doctors and there's lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini dry, and all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they all get put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. Many of you know that last song was written by one of the world's most remarkable people, Malvina Reynolds of Berkeley, California, age 76 and going strong. She wrote Little Boxes about 15 years ago. She and her husband were driving. She was to sing for the PTA in a suburb of San Francisco, and she looked up on the hillside. She said to her husband, Bud, take the wheel. I feel a song coming on. And she got there. It was all finished. I used to claim she wrote a song before breakfast every morning, and she reminded, it's not that easy. You've got to work at it to make a good song. But she's written hundreds of songs. Here's just one other of her songs. God bless the grass that grows through the crack. They roll the concrete over it and try to keep it back. The concrete gets tired of what it has to do. Breaks and it buckles and the grass grows through. God bless the grass. God bless the truth that fights toward the sun. They roll the lies over it and think that it is done. It moves underground and reaches for the air, and after a while it's growing everywhere. God bless the grass. God bless the grass that grows through cement. It's green and it's tender and it's easily bent. But after a while, it lifts up its head, for the grass is living and the stone is dead. God bless the grass. God bless the grass that's gentle and low. Roots, they are deep, and the will is to grow. God bless the truth, the friend of the poor, and the wild grass growing round the poor man's door. God bless the grass. This language that we speak is part German, part Latin, and part Greek, with some Celtic and Arabic all in the heap, well amended by the man in the street. Choctaw gave us the word okay. Vamoose is a word from Mexico way. And all of this is a hint, I suspect, of what comes next. I think that this whole world, soon, mama, my whole wide world, soon, mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up. I like Polish sausage, I like Spanish rice. Pizza pie is also nice. Corn and beans from the Indians here, washed down by some German beer. Marco Polo traveled by camel and pony, brought to Italy the first macaroni. And you and I, as well as Barabel, put it all on the table. I think that this whole world, soon, mama, my whole wide world, soon, mama, my whole world, soon gonna be getting mixed up. Red-headed Irishmen before the Vikings landed in Ireland. How many Romans had dark curly hair before they brought slaves from Africa? No race of man is completely pure, nor is any man's mind, and that's for sure. The winds mix the dust of every land, and so will man. I think that this whole world, soon, mama, my whole wide world, soon, mama, my whole world, gonna be get mixed up. Oh, this doesn't mean we must all be the same. We'll have different faces and different names. Long live many different kinds of races, and difference of opinion that makes horse races. Just remember the rule about rules, brother. What's right with one is wrong with another. And take a tip from La Belle France. Vive la France. I think that this whole world, soon, mama, my whole wide world, soon, mama, my whole world, soon gonna be get mixed up. Thank you. like to whistle as my voice fades on me. It's to find it easier. I whistle down the streets of New York and people look at me and say, what are you so happy about? Subject under the sun, and if you can think about it. So last March I was trying to make some maple syrup up where I live, New York State. First, you get the buckets ready, clean the pans, and gather firewood late in the winter. Maple syrup time. You need warm and sunny days, but still a cold and freezing nighttime for just a few weeks. Maple syrup time. We boil and boil and boil and boil it all day long. 97% of water evaporates just like this song. When what is left is syrupy, don't leave it too long. Watch out for burning, it's just about time. I know it's not the quickest system, but each year I can't resist it. Get out the buckets and tap the trees in time. Making it is half the fun and satisfaction when it's done. For just a few weeks, maple syrup time. My grandpa said perhaps it's just a waste of time. But no more than this attempt to make a happy little rhyme. So now taste it, swing your tail, and pat your feet in good time. Keep up the fire, maple syrup time. I got into maple syrup making because of a book written by Scott Nearing 25 years ago. So I sent the song to him. I'll send this song to Scott and Helen up in Maine where they are dwelling, to wish him good health and many more years of time. He's 94. As in life or revolution, rarely is there a quick solution. Anything worthwhile takes a little time. We boil and boil and boil and boil it all night long. When what is left is syrupy, don't leave it on the plate too long. But now taste it, seize the moment and sing an old song. Up the fires, maple syrup time. Intermission before the spotlight goes off.
Thank you.
Dylan Thomas. I read a poem. Wasn't his poem, he was quoting a friend of his. And I copied it down, carried it in the pocket for 3 years. And suddenly I had an idea for a tune for it. I thought it was my idea, and I just connected it with an old tune. Give me, sang the sad bells of Rimini. Is there hope for the future, sang the brown bells of Mathill. Who made the mine owner say the black bells of Rhondda, and who robbed the miner? Hey, the grim bells of Lina. They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, sang the sad bells of Rimini. Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters? Why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me, sang the sad bells of Rimini. Sang the green bells of Mather. Who made the mine owner say the black bells of Rhondda? And who robbed the miner say the grim bells of Lina? Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters? Why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me, sang the sad bells of Rimini. Request. My younger sister in England wrote a song called I'm Gonna Be an Engineer, and had a request for it. When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore me corduroy. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama said, why can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read. History, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl is sure to need, to while away the extra time until the time to breed. And then they had the nerve to ask, what would I like to be? I said, I'm gonna be an engineer. Oh no, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try to run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. I started as a typist, but I studied on the sly, working out the day and night so I could qualify. Every time the boss comes in, he pinched me on the thigh. Said, I never had an engineer. He said, you owe it to the job to be a lady. The duty of the staff is to give the boss a whirl. The wages that you make are crummy, maybe, but it's all you get because you're a girl. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent my days at work so he could get an education. And now he's an engineer. He said, I know you'll always be a lady. The duty of my darling is to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. Well, as soon as Jimmy got a job, I studied hard again. Then busy at my turret lathe a year or two then. The morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kid, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a chow. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Every time I turn around, there's something else to do. Cook a meal, mend a sock, or sweep a floor or two. Listening to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. Only wish that I could be a lady. I'd do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. Then I could be a person too. Well, then the times got harder and Jimmy got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. I'm a third-class citizen, my wages tell me that, but I'm a first-class engineer. The boss, he says, I pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you, I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. If I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a mother, as a lover, as a dear. But I'll fight him as a woman, not a lady. I'll fight him as an engineer. Solidarity forever. I'll fight him as an engineer.
Thank you.